have that debate about what that top line number should be. And
it was a meeting to discuss the U.S. military's proposed $773 billion budget for the coming year, the largest in the world by far. It was a meeting where developments in Ukraine overshadowed those discussions. From the leading Republican on the committee, an attack on the Russian president for ordering the invasion.
But Putin's catastrophic invasion of Ukraine has proven to the rest of the world that he's nothing more than an unhinged crackpot. The problem is this crackpot has his finger on the world's largest nuclear arsenal and illegal stockpile of chemical and biological weapons, which he hasn't hesitated to use against his perceived enemies.
The U.S.'s top general Mark Milley insists the actions by Russia and the growth in the Chinese military has, in his view, made the world a more dangerous place.
We are entering a world that is becoming more unstable, and the potential for significant international conflict between great powers is increasing, not decreasing.
The U.S. has pledged $14 billion to the Ukrainians in military aid. Important support, says the U.S. Defense Secretary.
With help from Congress, we've been able to rush security assistance to Ukraine to help the Ukrainian people defend their lives and their country and their freedom.
The U.S. still sees China as the biggest global threat, and that's where the majority of the budget is targeted. Progressives hoped a Democratic president would take some defense spending and pour it into social programs, but that thinking has become another casualty of the war in Ukraine. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, on Capitol Hill.